Good evening. Hoping you're well, just a brief thought again to bridge between Minchah and Maariv. And I said that we would shift gears to talk about the 3 weeks this evening, but I had a change of mind. We'll turn to that tomorrow. And I wanted to finish off the Siman. We're in the last halacha, Yud Aleph, for Siman Vav. And I wanted just to complete that sphere of thinking. And we noted there was this balance when you're saying Amen between empathy and ego, where we wanted you to express that I'm with you, without emphasis on the I, but with the with. So if you're saying Amen, you shouldn't say it louder than the person said the bracha. You shouldn't be inserting yourself into the situation, even though we want you to engage with the situation. And the final halacha almost picks up on that theme and says, there is one case, not only when it would be a hefsek, because you're engaged in something else, but let's say you're totally free from anything else. You should not say Amen to a bracha. Never. Well, almost never. Which is, if you're the one who said the bracha. Ein onim amen al berchat atzma. You should never say amen to your own bracha. With one exception that he notes, benching. Correct. There are potential arguments in other instances, but mainstream, everybody agrees when it comes to benching, you say amen to your own bracha. When? Which bracha? Bnei Yerushalayim, amen. And everybody says amen, even to their own bracha, which is astonishing. We can discuss in its own right. We will perhaps in a second. But at the very least, in general, we shouldn't be saying Amen to Aaron Brachot. And why was that? Based on what we've been thinking, based on what you think now, why should one not say Amen to Aaron Brachot? It's essentially an emphasis, saying, Brachot Hashem Mekan Lachem Brepra 8, thank you for this apple. Amen, I agree. I'm here. What's wrong?
You disagree with yourself.
Right, so on the one hand, it can look very odd. It almost looks like you weren't paying attention when you were saying the bracha, right? If we said amen is a way of expressing empathy with the mevarech, and you're saying amen, it's almost liturgically schizophrenic, where you're saying, yeah, I'm with you, so you weren't really paying attention. It was somebody else who was saying the bracha. On the other hand, it could be seen as inserting too much ego, like, yes, I say it, and I agree with me. Who would not agree with me? It's almost like that, which then raises the question of the exception. Why do you say Amen at the end of Uvnei Yushalayim? Anyone know the halachic reasoning why you say Amen at the end of Uvnei Yushalayim? Correct. Sorry, with masks, I can't always tell where the sound's coming from straight away. It's a transition between the opening brachot of benching, which are biblical in nature, midoraita, into the rabbinic, and we mark that shift. Again, it's an odd thing to do, though. There are other ways to demonstrate a transition, and it strikes me that perhaps, because it's strange to suggest, but actually we have different personas. And when we are observing biblical law, that isn't the same person who's doing rabbinic law. We are in a different psychological mindset when we are fulfilling the demands of God than when we are fulfilling rabbinic law, which is helping us reach God. And when we say Vnei Yerushalayim, and we finish the brachot of midoraita, and we're about to transition, we can say Amen, because in some fundamental, although strange sense, that wasn't me who was saying the brachot. That was a figure who was under the weight of God. The only brachot in universal view that God tells us to do. That wasn't Dov Lerner saying, I'm trying to grasp at God from down here on earth. That was Eved Hashem, nameless, standing under the shadow of God, observing divine law. So I get to end of Yerushalayim, I can say, Amen. Oh, I agree with that Eved Hashem. And now I can start saying my brachot midrabbanan. It's strange, it's raw, I just kind of thought of it in the last few minutes, so feel free to disagree and negate everything I said, but it strikes me that may be a fitting way for us to transition into Kaddish, and please God in the next few days, turn to the halachot of the 9 days, the 3 weeks, etc. Rav Chanan Mekashu, Ritzin Kaddish Vachal, Azakot, Eich Yisrael, Achen Himbalem Torah, Mitzvot, Shnei Amar, Denai Chafrit, Saman, Sidko, Yagdal Torah,